From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard assisting a 55-year-old mariner who was reportedly experiencing symptoms of hypoglycemia while underway on his 29-foot sailboat 5 miles northwest of Patrick's Point near Trinidad Wednesday evening. The man notifying Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay personnel at about 3 p.m. that he was sailing alone without medication for diabetes and needed help. They were able to get to the scene. They lowered medication to the motor lifeboat crew who delivered it to the man. After the man's condition stabilized, he remained on his boat while the Coast Guard crew towed him to Woodley Island Marina at around 9 p.m. Arcata police ready to hand over their findings in the David Josiah Lawson death investigation to the DA's office. The Times-Standard reporting it will be up to the DA to determine what charges may be filed and against whom. Lawson was an HSU student when he was stabbed to death at a house party last year. A McKinleyville resident, Kyle Zellner, was arrested at the scene, but a judge dismissed the case against him before it got to trial. Reportedly, since then, police have collected additional DNA samples from people who were there that night. Law enforcement officers from Redwood National and State Parks and California Department of Fish and Wildlife investigating the death of a bull elk shot to death with arrows last month. A park ranger with Redwood National and State Parks discovered the animal in Elk Meadow near the intersection of Highway 101 and Davison Road. Elk Meadow is located within Redwood National and State Parks, where hunting of any kind is prohibited. Nothing from the elk carcass was taken. To help with the ongoing investigation, officers are looking for the public's help. Anyone with info can call Ranger Perro at 707-465-7761. No decision as yet from a judge on the status of the licenses of two bars. The 30-day deliberation period has passed for a ruling on Sideline Sports Bar and Toby and Jack's, both on 9th Street in Arcata. In the spring, 9 patrons and 3 employees between the two establishments were busted during an undercover drug operation by Alcohol and Beverage Control. That agency will have 100 days to review and consider what the judge handling the issue ultimately decides. Not guilty, the plea from an Arcata man charged in the deadly stabbing of another man last week. 26-year-old Brandon Watson made a court appearance connected to the death of 26-year-old Peter Triantos, who was found lying in the street outside the Jam on October 25th. Watson charged with murder. Police say they did get a brief statement from Triantos before he died at Mad River Community Hospital. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.